evening. My name is Al Whitney. Welcome to In Defense of Humanity on the 6th day of May, 2017. This program is about helping people reawaken to the wonderful qualities of our own species while accepting and understanding that the current corporate commercial legal structure, both government and business is built upon, is actively seeking to take control of most organic life forms on our planet. Restoring our unalienable rights and preserving our planet will require that we, the people, understand what has happened and learn how to empower ourselves as living men and women. Much of the information discussed on this show can be found on my website, anticorruptionsociety.com. If you need to remind yourself why humanity is worth defending, please read and enjoy the In Defense of Humanity page listed at the top of the Anti-Corruption Society homepage. I'd like to make new listeners aware that there is a free People's Empowerment Guide to our corporate commercial legal system on my website, and it's called Lawfully Yours. It is a collaboration of many men and women in the legal accountability movement. You can locate it by clicking on the Lawfully Yours tab at the top of the homepage. Our guide has been viewed more than 54,000 times since it was posted 2 years ago, and it's now in its 9th edition. We keep adding to it as more info and ideas come to our attention. This guide contains valuable strategies for challenging the non-existent authority of our corporate government. Well, tonight I'd like to talk a bit about cognitive dissonance. I get these emails, these angry emails from people occasionally, and one gentleman has sent me like three, blasting me, calling me names for challenging the fact that the Constitution is not currently the law of the land. So I thought I'd kind of do a little bit about cognitive dissonance, because his anger at me, apparently I'm the messenger, is somewhat unjustified, but understandable. Recently, I watched a wonderful YouTube by James Corbett. If you haven't heard of James Corbett, he does the Corbett Report, and he's done some wonderful YouTube videos. He's done a lot of great research. He's very articulate, and he puts them up on his website, the Corbett Report, and I believe they're free. If you just go and visit his website. But anyway, he recently did one about cognitive dissonance, and it's worth watching. I will put up a link to the full, I think it's about 28-minute video that he did. But for tonight's purposes, I just took out a section of that to demonstrate what kind of response cognitive dissonance creates, and we run into that. I run into it, probably most of the listeners have run into it. So let's take a listen at Confronting Cognitive Dissonance, and the narrator is James Colbert.
Indeed, 9/11 represents one of the greatest examples of cognitive dissonance in our own era. The public was so traumatized by the reporting of the events of that day that they have become emotionally invested in believing in the official account of those events. As a number of practicing psychologists, psychiatrists, and counselors have explained, these responses are a natural defense mechanism when we are faced with something threatening to our worldview.
And about a week later, I read a lengthy article by Professor Griffin about why he believes the official account of 9/11 cannot be true. And it was a very well-researched article. I was in my office at the time. I sat there and I felt my stomach churning. I thought maybe I was going to be sick. And I leaped out of my chair and ran out the door and took a long walk around the block, around several blocks, and just broke down. I understand now that what was happening was my worldview about my government being in some way my protector, almost like a parent, had been dashed, and it was like being cast out into the wilderness, I think is the closest way to describe that feeling. And I sobbed and I sobbed, felt like the ground had completely disappeared beneath my feet, and I knew at some point during the walk that I knew that I was going to have to become active in educating other people about this, that there was that for me to retain any sense of integrity, I was going to have to take some action. I couldn't just let something like this go.
When confronted on this subject, victims of cognitive dissonance will often become abusive and angry, lashing out verbally.
So whenever we say, "I refuse to believe," we can be sure that the evidence that's coming our way is not bearable, and that it's conflicting with our worldview much too much.
Denial protects people from this kind of anxiety.
As I thought about all of these responses, I realized that what is common to every one of them is the emotion of fear. People are afraid of being ostracized, they're afraid of being alienated, they're afraid of being shunned, they're afraid of their lives being inconvenienced, they'd have to change their lives, they're afraid of being confused, they're afraid of psychological deterioration, they're afraid of feeling helpless and vulnerable, and they're afraid that they won't be able to handle the feelings that are coming up. None of us want to feel helpless and vulnerable, so we want to defend ourselves, and the way we often do that is with anger. So then we become angry. And when we become angry, then we become indignant. We become offended. We want to ridicule the messenger. We want to pathologize the messenger. And we want to censor the messenger.
If these symptoms describe you or someone you know, you may be suffering from cognitive dissonance. Those suffering from such dissonance might be conditioned to expect some form of medication to be available to repress these symptoms. But this too is a lie that must be confronted. In truth, the only thing that can overcome this dissonance is to admit to yourself that you've been lied to, and to inform yourself about those lies.
Now, the listeners may not be aware of the fact that William Casey, who was CIA director in 1981, at I believe it was the first meeting he presided over with the agency, made this statement: "We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false," unquote. So it's impossible in this country, if you do any research at all, if you have any kind of an open mind, not to run into bold-faced lies that have been perpetuated by what is calling itself our government. Again, this was a strategy planned to deceive the American people, and it is huge. It goes across all aspects of our lives, the agency networks, our history, economics, medicine, pretty much everything we're told. Particularly if you look at mainstream academia and mainstream media, pretty much everything we're told isn't true. And of course, that includes our history. So we've kind of got to deal with it. You know, if it's not going to happen to you, if it hasn't happened to you already, and you're a new listener to RBM, it's likely to happen. In fact, it may happen tonight when I talk about what is passing for our government today. I've experienced it several times. I've experienced it myself personally, and I have been attacked by friends and family who were shocked by something I said, and they went, you know, to the insult level. And as I started the program with sharing with the listeners that I get these emails all the time attacking me because I am saying something that clashes with their understanding of what our government is. But by not understanding what our government is, we are vulnerable. And that's why I do it irregardless of the fact that frequently I get attacked, we are vulnerable. Now, the first time I got cognitive dissonance, I was pretty much almost what she described. I was sick. And it was strange because I got, the first time I experienced this was when somebody told me about peak oil, that we're running out of oil and we're all going to have a Mad Max future. And because I thought the source of the information, an academic, was trustworthy, I immediately went into anxiety. I mean, my gosh, people, if you think about it, if they're right and all of a sudden there's no oil for anyone, it would pretty much be a Mad Max future. However, upon looking into it, investigating it, reading the information that William Engdahl put out, he also looked into the same organizations that I had been a part of. He went to their meetings. He took notes. He went to Russia to discuss how they're getting oil. And he concluded that this was a scam. And this was a perpetuated scam. And it's possible that the people selling peak oil really believe that oil is from fossils. In fact, the people that I was working with, they seem to genuinely believe that. So I got all upset over something that wasn't even true. That was the first time I experienced cognitive dissonance. The second time I experienced it in a big way was when I saw Bill Still's The Money Masters. That shocked me to see how macroeconomics worked. I never knew. I was clueless about the Federal Reserve. I was clueless about how the money system works. And I didn't have anyone to talk to about it. And it just, for several days, I walked around just stunned and with this feeling of, I don't know how I should feel. It's kind of a feeling of being lost. You know that things aren't the way you thought they were, and you don't have anything, any new views to replace the old ones with. So that one, I was experiencing just this discomfort and loss. And it would have been a lot easier had I known someone at the time to talk to about this issue, but then I did not. Everyone I knew was completely in the dark when it comes to the Federal Reserve and how the system really works, the money system. The third time I experienced it was when I found out about fluoride. And when I found out that fluoride is not really good for your teeth, but it is a toxin, it is a residue from a nitrate fertilizer processing, and they dump it in our water and call it good for our teeth, that was pretty uncomfortable too. I didn't want to drink any water for a while until I managed to get an alternative. So I truly do understand that this feeling of cognitive dissonance can be physically and emotionally overwhelming. But I also understand that it is not fatal. And that if you listen to programs like RBN and other things on the internet, you will discover not only are you not alone when you uncover some of these lies, you'll discover that there's people who've been sharing the truth about these lies for decades. So it's not like you made a new discovery and, oh, you're the only one who knows about it. Then you'll start to be a member of a larger group of people seeking out the truth, seeking out ways to empower ourselves, seeking out ways to become healthy, seeking out ways to deal with the legal system. And then you join a new group. It's true that they may not live in your community, but you become a member of a new group, and that is the ones who are brave enough to be informed. Once I had three experiences, however, I was pretty much numb to any new ones. In other words, my mind was open. I was willing to consider information that I thought I understood, but people were telling me, no, that's not the way it is. And I became open-minded skeptic, because I still was not ready to believe just anything I was told, but I was ready to consider most things that people were telling me, especially people I trusted. And that's where I'm at now, and that's where everybody can get to. It takes a little time. I think programs like RBN has on it are a help. You can even call in to talk to the hosts if this stuff is new to you. Most of the hosts are gracious, or try to be. And but this is not fatal, and it's necessary to start to see what real solutions are out there. There are no real solutions in the Matrix. The Matrix is very destructive. If you go along to get along, your health is in jeopardy. Your property's in jeopardy. Your life is in jeopardy. There are no solutions in the Matrix. The Matrix is the herd of people that are currently under attack. And I think many of the listeners are aware of that. So helping people get out of the Matrix is critical, I believe, because that's the only way they will find solutions and know how to use them. So let's start with what is our government really? And I've done this before, but since recently this gentleman was just so certain that I was wrong, I thought I would review it again for the listeners, for new listeners or even old listeners who haven't thought about this in a while. I'm going to read some excerpts from Senate Report 93549. Okay, this was made public in November 19th, 1973, so a lot of people have known about this for a lot of years. The report is about the War and Emergency Powers Acts. And this was done in the 93rd Congress, and what they did is they investigated the provisions of federal law now in effect delegating to the executive extraordinary authority in time of national emergency. So let me read you some. I've got 10 little excerpts here. The report is available on anticorruptionsociety.com. If you go to source document page and scroll down, you'll see three entries. One is the Senate Report 93549. Another one is Senate Report 93549, which is an excerpts page. And the third one is Senate Report 93549, and it's the original. It's a copy of the original. The excerpts page is what I have printed out and handed to people because it's just one piece of paper front and back. And it's these excerpts that I'm going to read. Quotes, direct quotes from this report that I want to read right now to help people better understand what transpired back in 1933 that is not in your history book. Remember, they control our history. We'll be back after this break.
Extendivite. A 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry.
Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Welcome back to In Defense of Humanity. I'm Al Whitney. We're talking tonight about Senate Report 93549. But before I go into reading the excerpts, I'd like to remind the listeners of the importance of supporting RBN. What I'm going to tell you tonight, some of you have heard before, some of you will be hearing it for the first time, and I can pretty much guarantee you're not going to hear it on any other network. It is something very few people talk about. Those who understand it don't really want to talk about it. They're afraid of being attacked, or they're covering up the truth. One of two things. So thanks to John Stout Miller and this wonderful network, you're able to hear the truth about our government on this program. However, RBN needs help. They need your support. It's not cheap to run this network. John does a good job. He has equipment that he has to provide. He has employees that he has to pay. And all that together produces these great shows that listeners can take advantage of. And you don't have to pay anything to listen to RBN. So I have to encourage listeners to please help support this network. This is not a network you want to see disappear. It's got great hosts and invaluable information, and many times very entertaining information that you're not going to get anywhere else. So if I'm going to give you three ways you can help support RBN. Number one, you can call the 800 number, 800-724-2719, extension 1, and talk to the secretary or whoever answers the phone and just let them know you'd like to make a donation. Number two, or you can send a check to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive. That's 2251 Double Creek Drive, suite number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or you can go to the website for the RBN, which is the republicbroadcasting.org. On the homepage, you will see the donate tab. Click on that And you can donate electronically, either make a pledge, a small pledge, a large pledge, whichever you might wish to do or feel capable of doing, or you can just make a small one-time donation. Anything you do to help keep the RBN boat afloat will be appreciated by us at RBN and all of the people who are enjoying these programs. So I wanted to remind everyone of the importance of supporting RBN. Okay, back to Senate Report 93549. I'm going to read 10 direct quotes from this report. The report is, I think the original report is 66 pages. I mean, they went through statutes, thousands of statutes, when this committee did their investigation. So here's the first excerpt I'd like the listeners to be aware of. The Special Committee on the Termination of the National Emergency was created to examine the consequences of terminating the declared states of national emergency that now prevail. And that was true in 1973. In accordance with this mandate, the Special Committee, in conjunction with the executive branch, experts, constitutional authorities, as well as former high officials of this government, is now engaged in a detailed study to determine the most reasonable ways to restore normalcy to the operations of our government. Excerpt number two. It became apparent, too, that the United States government has been operating under an unrelieved state of emergency of 40 years' duration. Again, that was back in 1973. Number three, since March 9, 1933, the United States has been in a state of declared national emergency. And we'll continue when we come back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back. I'm Al Whitney, and tonight we're talking about Senate Report 93549, dated November 1973. I've been reading excerpts. I want to continue because pretty much this explains what they discovered. Excerpt number 4. In his first important official act, Roosevelt proclaimed a national bank holiday on the basis of the 1917 Trading with the Enemy Act. Now, I want to say something about that before I move on to the next one. Think about that. He declared a national banking holiday, according to this investigation, and it's published in this report, based on the 1917 Trading with the Enemy Act. Interesting. What that means, folks, is that what he did to confiscate the people's gold is he had Congress make American citizens the enemy and accuse the American citizens of hoarding gold. Therefore, they should be the enemy. And as long as there's a national emergency, we remain the declared enemy of the federal corporation. Okay, excerpt number 5. For example, the economic measures that were passed in 1933, pursuant to the proclamation of March 5, 1933, by President Roosevelt, asserting that a state of national emergency now existed, were enacted in the most turbulent circumstances. There was a total of only 8 hours of debate in both houses. There were no committee reports. Indeed, only one copy of the bill was available on the floor. Sound familiar? I heard the same thing was true when they passed the Patriot Act. Okay, number 6. These proclamations give force to 470 provisions of federal law. These hundreds of statutes delegate to the president extraordinary powers ordinarily exercised by the Congress, which affect the lives of American citizens in a host of all-encompassing manners. This vast range of powers, taken together, confer enough authority to rule the country without reference to normal constitutional procedures. Number 7. Under the powers delegated by these statutes, the president may seize property, organize and control the means of production, seize commodities, assign military forces abroad, institute martial law, seize and control all transportation and communication, regulate the operation of private enterprise, restrict travel, and in a plethora of particular ways, control the lives of all American citizens. Number 8. A majority of the people of the United States here have lived all of their lives under emergency rule. For 40 years, freedoms and government procedures guaranteed by the Constitution have, in varying degrees, been abridged by laws brought into force by states of national emergency. Number 9. But emergency power laws are of such significance to civil liberties, to the operation of domestic and foreign commerce, and to the general functioning of the U.S. government, that in microcosm they reflect dominant trends in the political, economic, and judicial life in the United States. People need to hear that. In the judicial life. That's what's happening in our courts. Number 10. Because Congress and the public are unaware of the extent of emergency powers, there has never been any notable congressional or public objection made to this state of affairs, nor have the courts imposed significant limitations. Now think about that. The courts are not imposing significant limitations. That helps explain why you go into their court and they say they can't hear constitutional arguments or your constitutional rights are not appropriate in their courtroom, and they will not decide on your constitutional rights. So this is the state of affairs we have right now. To confirm this, I want to run another clip, and this was an interview given by an attorney by the name of Jonathan Emord, E-M-O-R-D. He was on Coast to Coast with George Nuri on July 7th, 2015. And this state is exactly what he was talking about, the administrative state, he calls it. So let's listen to what Jonathan Emord told the Coast to Coast listeners.
We're with constitutional attorney Jonathan Emord. Jonathan, what else are you looking at these days?
Well, I'm deeply concerned, as I explained in my book, The Rise of Tyranny, I'm deeply concerned with the growth of the administrative state. You know, George, 9/10 of all federal law are now no longer the product of the people we elect to office, but rather they're the product of over 250 independent regulatory agencies that truly run this country. We're ruled by a bureaucratic oligarchy. We no longer have a republic in this country. And it's a horror because it's really a manifest example of tyranny. In a nation that's constitution is a constitution of liberty, where governments are instituted among men to protect the rights of the governed, we now have that turned on its head, and we live very much like we did under the reign of George III. We are deprived of liberty by bureaucratic agencies that exercise legislative, executive, and judicial power combined, which James Madison said was the very definition of tyranny. So apparently we have Madison's definition of tyranny and indeed Montesquieu's definition of tyranny working in this country, and it's one of the reasons why we're so frustrated by government, why it seems nothing ever changes and everything seems to get worse. And presently, I'm fighting the Federal Trade Commission in a number of cases, and I'm really appalled by the fact that honest people who work hard for a living, who come up with inventions that transform society, can be brought down financially and their businesses ruined and their employees rendered unemployed by a bureaucratic agency that goes wild over the meaning of a sentence. And not only that, over implied meanings that don't even exist in any advertising or promotion that they do. It's government run riot. It's bureaucracy without accountability. It's the rule of law being transgressed by agencies that can rewrite every sentence that is adopted in a statute by the people's elected representatives. It is often the case, not seldom, but often the case, that laws intended to mean one thing when passed by Congress are reinterpreted to mean the opposite by the regulatory agencies. And they're the ones that implement the laws. So we are in trouble, George, in this country.
We sure are.
And we really need to restore the republic before we lose it. You know, the famous line from Benjamin Franklin when he left the Constitutional Convention. He was asked by a passerby, what have we got, Dr. Franklin? And he said, a republic, if you can keep it. Well, we've lost it, George. We have elements of it, but principally, it's no longer here. The republic given to us, which was the greatest thing in the history of the world, the first instance of a written constitution that was for liberty, for individual liberty, a government instituted among men to protect their rights, unique and extraordinary event, has been sapped away, principally from the 1930s to the present, until now we have the rule of law dictated by people we don't elect, who impose upon us restrictions on our liberty, on our businesses, without ever having to account for what they do. And people labor under these things, and my goodness, if we lifted these restrictions, the economic progress we could make, the innovations that would come into the market, the enhancement of our gross domestic product, the standard of living in this country would all go greatly upwards. You know, this is the first time in American history, George, when the standard of living in America is less than the standard of living in Canada.
I know it. I know
we're going
down. Hey, and I love Canada, and they're great people. They're the greatest neighbors we could have, but we used to have a standard of living that was second to none.
Okay, now you've heard from a wonderful lawyer, Jonathan Amore, who has worn two hats. He claims to be a constitutional attorney, but he is also an administrative attorney, and he is telling us the truth about the administrative state. What he got wrong, even back, I think, in 2015 when he did this interview on Coast to Coast, is the number of agencies now reporting to the executive branch. And I just checked this past week, and I went to their website, usa.gov/federal-agencies. And you can do this yourself. It lists them alphabetically. And I went through each and every page, A, B, C, D, and I counted them. And you know how many there are listed today or last week? 638 federal agencies. 638 reporting to the executive branch. All making regulations. Okay? And the judiciary is enforcing these regulations. When he said that administrative state now has legislative, executive, and judicial powers combined, he was not kidding. That's what we've got. We've got this commercial system passing itself off as a democracy that is actually a commercial, private, corporate enterprise. And they are inflicting their rules and regulations that they come up to benefit themselves and control the population. If you go to that website and start clicking on the names of these agencies, you will be shocked at how far-reaching that network is. In fact, on that website, there is an agency assigned to each state. Each state is listed as a separate agency of the federal corporation. So, my critics who attack me for telling the truth that this is no longer a constitutional government where Our elected representatives make the law and represent our best interests. Need to take a close look at Senate Report 93549 and take very seriously what Jonathan Emore is trying to tell you. Jonathan even got the dates right, although he did not mention 1933 per se. He said since the 30s. Now, RBN listeners probably are familiar with Ronald McDonald, who wrote the book, They Own It All. Ronald McDonald absolutely investigated the events of 1933 when they confiscated the people's gold. Folks, there was no constitutional authority for them to demand the gold get turned in. They had to make the American citizens enemies and make it look as this, as if there was a banking emergency, and if we didn't turn in our gold, national security was threatened. And at the time, and Ronald McDonald has this in his book, they were told that they could, if they didn't turn in their gold, they could have a $10,000 fine or go to jail. Now, I happen to know some people still kept their gold, but that intimidated most of the public. So at that point, the Federal Reserve Bank, which had created the Great Depression, convinced Roosevelt he was their guy to bring in the New Deal, and the New Deal was a whole new system of government and a fiat currency called the Federal Reserve Note, backed by, guess what? The American citizens. We are what backs the Federal Reserve Note. We are the surety for their fiat currency. We've talked about that. So how do people deal with this cognitive dissonance? If you're new to what I just say, if you can go to neutral, that would be to your benefit. Don't go crazy. Don't believe me right away. Just say, wow, I haven't heard that. Maybe tomorrow I'll look it up. Maybe in a couple weeks I'll look it up. The first time I heard it, it took me a couple weeks to go back and say, maybe I better look this up. That's how I dealt with it. That's how I recommend you deal with these big, broad worldview changes that keep coming at us again and again and again. You don't have to resolve it the first time you hear it. You don't have to get mad at the messenger. All you have to do is consider it a possibility and put it on hold until such a time as you hear it again or your curiosity gets the best of you and you want to do your own investigation. That's how I think people can handle this without going into feeling sick, feeling lost, feeling like you're somewhere out there and you don't have anything new to hang on to. All you know is that the old paradigm seems to be wrong, seems to be a lie, seems to be gone. It's a process. It doesn't happen quickly. It can't. There's too many deceptions that have been going on for too long for anyone to take them all in quickly, process them, and figure out how to handle them. That's my advice. And I will invite the callers on the second hour to call in and share their experiences, particularly those who did have moments of cognitive dissonance or those who've been attacked by others during their moments of cognitive dissonance. I know I had a good friend who was a professor. He was the same gentleman who was telling me that oil comes from fossils and we're running out of oil. And he was nervous and upset all the time because he was very much afraid. He was afraid we would run out of oil and all of a sudden the society would go ballistic and people would start shooting each other, attacking each other just to get a can of gasoline. So when I told him about 9/11, I gave him a DVD about 9/11 and asked him, we were friends at the time, asked him to watch it. He watched it, and when he gave it back, he just said to me, I asked him what he thought, and he said, well, I don't believe it. And I said, well, what about it did you find problematic? And I wanted to get him to at least talk about it. And he said, I choose not to believe it. If I believe that, then we're in worse shape than we already were. So I'm not going to believe it. It was his choice. Okay, we'll be back shortly.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Cognitive dissonance and Senate report 93549. If you want to call in, the number is 1-800-313-9443. Again, 1-800-313-9443. One of my critics is an attorney, a Harvard attorney, by the name of Dr. Edwin Vieira. And some of you may have heard of him. DV Kid quotes him all the time, and she thinks he's just wonderful. And he is what he calls himself the country's most eminent constitutional attorney. He posted a comment on my website saying that I was all wrong, and he didn't care what a Senate report had to say, that there was no... there was no room in the Constitution for the law of necessity. He calls it the law of necessity. That would mean that when you declare an emergency, you're changing and suspending the Constitution out of necessity. He said they can't do that. They can't do that because there is nothing in the Constitution that permits them to do that. And my remark was... They've done it for 80 years. I wish I had added to my comment, if you and other constitutional attorneys believe they can't do that and that the executive branch must close all 638 agencies that are not constitutional, then I suggest these attorneys get together, contact the White House, and tell the president to cancel the state of national emergency and restore our Constitution. And when they get that done, please let us all know, because we'd all be thrilled. But it doesn't do any good to say they can't do that when they have done it and it's been kept in place for 80 years. Not only has it been kept in place during this permanent state of national emergency, once they suspended the Constitution due to the bankruptcy of the government or the government corporation, they brought in the law merchant called the Uniform Commercial Code. The Bar Association did that. Bar attorneys got together, created committees, and in the 50s and the 60s, they saw that each of the 50 states passed statutes and changed the courtroom procedures to accommodate the Uniform Commercial Code, which is what is going on in our courtroom right now. So when I say the Constitution is no longer the law of the land, it has suspended, most intelligent people would say, well, we haven't got anarchy. I mean, you know, we still have functioning courts and we still have people who run for office. Yes, we still have people who run for office and we still have functioning courts, but the courts are functioning under the Uniform Commercial Code and the people running for office are merely figureheads. Have you not noticed how when Congress is looking into some big scandal, they have hearings, you know, congressional hearing, looking into that, and a congressional hearing, looking into this, and they bring people in. I've watched them myself. And they testify, and it's on the record, and guess what? Nothing changes. Okay, we'll be right back after this break, and we'll be taking calls.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.